are you Jewish?
Smart.
And I straight out asked because I couldn't. So I asked Rabbi Cher. I called and I was like, this is what I'd like to do. But I started thinking later, how am I going to ask somebody to do something that I can't do? Like, it comes in all of the laws of what we ask non-Jewish people to do.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Cher asked. Now, Rabbi Cher loves things like this, apparently. He, like, loves pranks and stuff.
He does, yes.
So he was all about it. So he said it was all okay, and I paid the police officer ahead of time. Actually, I paid him. I wrote the check, and I told him where I was going to leave it in my house, and he just took it. And so he called me the next day, and he said, so this is Detective Carroll, and I was thinking about what you said, and I'm going to do it. I said, oh, that's so nice, and are you know, and the 4 hours. And he said, no, I'm just going to do it. He said, my wife and I are trying to adopt our foster child, and we need the money. And I was like,
oh, God. I'll give you the 15 hours.
Your life, I'll pay for everything. Right. And so,
you could give them a bracha, though.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Have all three families call and give them a bracha.
Oh, that's a great idea. I will.
Yeah,
he called, actually. So he came in, and then it was cold that night, and so, you know, we want some chicken soup, and you have to be careful, because he's a non-Jewish person at the Seder, but I'd already made the chicken soup, and I made it for everybody else, so I meant it's okay.
Right.
All the dances that we do around all of these halachas. And it was great.
That's so, neat.
That's fun.
That's fun. Did you compare notes with the other families the next day?
Yeah, apparently he went to the Libans, and apparently, like, Shia got it right off the bat, and he was, like, on the floor laughing. So the other kids just, you know, they were like, you know, what? Happy concepts, you know? And then he went to Rabbi Sunshine's, who had a bunch of teenagers. And the teenagers were more like Golda, like, okay, this is really cool, but I'm too cool to say how cool it is. And so apparently Rabbi Sunshine's younger children, who were one of them who was very shy, when Detective Carroll asked, so what is an afikoman? Because I gave him other things he could sort of say. Akiva, like, came from the back and was like, okay, so the afikoman. And before they knew it, he was, like, sitting there, you know.
Totally engaged.
Great.
How fun.
Oh, that's
cute.
Really,
so that
great.
Was a great idea.
That is
we
great.
Tried to do the decoy afikomans, but neither of our kids would make the decoys, and I was too busy. Too busy to make decoys. But I have a hint for everybody for next year. Is this being recorded?
Yeah.
This is very important, so I'm glad it is.
Okay.
The frozen matzo balls are totally worth it.
What do you mean frozen matzo balls?
By frozen Meal Mart matzo balls, kosher lepesach. They make them all year round, so you have to make sure you get the kosher lepesach ones. They are delicious. I mean, when you're finished making your matzo ball soup, aren't you finished? I mean, when you finish making the chicken soup, you're like, okay, and now I have, like, a whole other soup to make.
I didn't make matzo balls, yeah.
So, you know what? I'm done. Like, I don't need to make matzo. They are so delicious.
Maybe that's what the gebrochen thing is all
gebrochs,
about.
Gebrochs, yeah. Gebrochs, to get you out of matzo balls, perhaps.
Wait a minute. You keep gebrochs?
No.
Oh.
She's just suggesting that possibly the tradition came about in order to rescue women from having to make them.
We always make them ahead and freeze them.
Well,
matzo balls.
Yeah, but yeah, if I'm,
I mean, hello.
Once I flip my
hair, is not everything the
yeah, after I cook
deal.
Yeah.
Right. I make farfel. I float farfel in the soup. I saute onions and mix it with farfel and salt and pepper, and
then
I toast it. And it's great snacky, and it's great floated in soup. That's what we.
Yeah, I use that. I'd make that for croutons for salads. I didn't think about that, but if you want a matzo ball, I'm telling you, they're amazing, and it's worth every penny.
Good to know.
That's good. See, I don't think they're so hard.
It's just like another thing. It doesn't even matter how hard it is. It's like...
Yeah, that's one. You know, you got a brisket cooking.
I should have started recording in the very beginning. Anyway,
all right.
That's the review on the... I like to put the beginning. That's the review on the
review
police
on the
officer.
Pace-off.
Now I'm trying
everybody
to set... I think I'm
nice
just going to restart it for this class, but I'll have both recorded. Okay, so...